Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now, juggling around the region. Bringing duggers where I go, was painting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, leaning off your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I go, was painting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, leaning off your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We ain't going nowhere, so just run the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Then I see his girls, I'm throwing fists, cause horror is losing. And I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through the rainstorm, flashing up and dropping something. Turn a crime, we're doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit. We getting wicked, raising up the places. How the fuck we be living? Yeah, that's how we see, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit for my jugs alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self, fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Regular rider radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing doggers where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, thinking of your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing doggers where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, thinking of your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Well, we'll be able to get motherfuckers. Welcome to Juggler Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G. We'll be joining us very shortly. And apparently, Parodia is going to bed. Before she goes insane. But, alright. I think we're going to kick things off with Big Hoodoo. Spells.
Tortoise on a burning
simmer for 10 minutes till it smells atrocious. Then mix in rose oil with the blood from a vulture. Add a pinch of Spanish moss and some powdered sulfur. You all confused, but to me, it makes perfect sense to try the spell out on that hoe-ass neighborhood snitch. The next day he died and I was proud of my magic. When I heard the news, I pretended it was tragic. But I was happy inside, a smile crept on my face. Until I looked in the mirror and saw him in my place. His spirit haunts me and I can't do a thing to shake it. Cause once the spell has been cast, can't nothing break it.
Phone ring at 3 a.m. You didn't have to stop and question, cause dark cloud was hanging just like a noose. The only thing on my mind was death, and who did it shoot? This time my cousin ate a bullet, and my other cousin followed. When they sister heard the news, that's when the drain on God swallowed. See my first closed casket just before I could talk, and I almost met the same fate just before I could walk. I lost my aunt to a pistol with a husband on the other end. 9 years old, and I noticed the trend. So many friends dead and buried, many coffins being carried on a first name basis with too many cemeteries. And I'm wary of my own fate, scared for the kids of me. Cursed like the Von Erich, something like the Kennedy. Say a prayer for me if you're down on the knee, and pray to God that you ain't branches on my dying family tree.
Pick it, fall back. my pollination of both of the air and keep carrying on. The moon shined its light on us once again. For that, I thank God. Now we out with an unquenchable bottomless thirst. We going out in a blaze of glory. So call up the hearse. You can pick up all the leaves, but yet the roots still remain. Again, with so much to gain. Flourishing in the black rain.
This is the end of all things. Reign of all kings. Sun burns out, wilted and with the wind. Lost in the sun and the time that it brings. Years pass out without any meaning. Most see shelling, I hide up on the cold. Notice going to the ground as the wind blows. The lotus was away and it regrows. Those who we chose are here to the ghost. Could never be told and never be so. Tales of the history, lies of the old. We'll never be lost and never be gone. Stones that I never had to moan. Our existence is willing free to regenerate. Reincarnated, the only faith that can't hate. But rejoice with a voice in the new world. We decide to create, to create, to create. Dark times.
In the water, so many to choose, and you decided to pick me. I'm amazed as a wizard of it's in my last day. Once was in bloom, my petals faded away. One by one, tried to get them to stay. Till the outcome became the flower then decay. Now I need to regenerate everything that dies in the live. Every second in life, just like a gift. I'ma take it in the present and spend it the right way. I'ma put it to a song, they gon' sing and play it when they hear it. Hopefully, their spirit will listen and won't spend all of their life just wishing. Stop every song, forgive, never forget, never live any life buried in regret.
We rejuvenate, we again resurrect, we revitalize, and we keep coming back, and they say,
where did it go to, where did it go,
and they say,
verbally indifferent, raps my octagon. I'm I'm just searching for submission. A cage line rhyming with the purpose of inflicting pain. Cause freestyle written, I'm insane. The way I jot is psychotic, but so is my logic. That's why I rap like I'm gouging out of eye socket. I'm just a natural with a scratch and match gas flow. Johnny Cash, middle finger up, fuck a rap show. Control like Astro, leave them hooked like Cracko. Can't get in your brain like psychology, Maslow. Michael Jackson, bad flow, pedophile style. Meaning I don't look at age when I'm destroying your child. I take them 8 to 80, dumb, crippled and crazy. Whoever stands in front of me, Lil Wayne to Jay-Z. So fuck how you rate me or how you feel verbally. Cause personally, I never heard of you, but you heard of me. Big pun, trying to rap for the punctured lung. You lack the spine of back it takes to face me. Cause vocals are like chokeholds from the old Hoist Gracie. And lately I've been out for blood. That's why I spit like I ain't got nothing else to love. My heart beats and ticks while you're sleeps and skips. It's a doggy dog world, that's Michael Vick. I'm like lyrically massive. My writing's exciting like Steve Nash's passes, but different like rhyming a foreign act. It's my actions. The moment like photographic flashes of Kardashian asses. This is gridlock, king of the dot, lyrically blacked out. Homes are like John Jones, wanna make the beat tap out. Gasso, maxed out, bleeding on the canvas. Welcome to the madness of death, celebrity status. Surely your father should have pulled it out early. Cause your whole style needs change like team names on a Shaq jersey.
I'm trained to sling slang. My brain will bring pain and sling flames at lanes who claim they entertain. But I shut shit down pound for pound. Top five that are alive, world renowned.
Yeah. lonely out for sale. Been around the corner with everybody else. And she's a gold digger. She always trying to get you when you dial on your mail. On the prowl for the chips. Attitude is a bitch and it ain't hard to tell. Manipulate your mind. Be caught up in lies. Get you locked up in jail.
She goes out with her friends on the weekend. No sleep cause she's gone off them E-pills. Got birth control and always keeps it refilled. Says she don't use rubbers like the way the D feels. She got a man but she'll leave him. Drop him like it's nothing. Hood rats don't need a reason. She does shit without thinking. Got two baby dads and the babies ain't eating. Another new pair of jeans and another look at me shirt showing off a cleavage. Riding around the city screaming, hanging out the window of her best friend's Jeep. Thinking that she's only 16 when by now she should be working on a master's degree. It's too much to grass, see you're weak, you're a slut bitch and you'll always be.
She's only out for sale, been around the corner with everybody else. And she's a gold digger, she always trying to get you when you dial on your mail. On the prowl for the chips, attitude is a bitch and it ain't hard to tell. Manipulate your mind, every thought of the lies gets you locked up in jail.
She thinks the other chicks are haters. She ain't a hoe, she just calls herself a player. The type that'll call you 9 months later, talking about it's a boy and she's sending in her papers. Any way to get paid, but she don't know what a real work day does. Only nose pumps and makeup, praying for the day that some rich guy takes her. She doesn't see she's in the wrong, flirting with her man's best friend when he's gone. Acting like she on a cell phone, walking around in just a white tee and a hot pink thong. She living life on her own, but she doesn't know that living trife is how she's known. I guess you never do if it's you, it's true. Some bitches just be too.
She's only out for sale, been around the corner with everybody else. And she's a gold digger, she always trying to get you when you dial on your mail. On the prowl for the chips, attitude is a bitch and it ain't hard to tell. Manipulate your mind, every part of the lies get you locked up in jail. She's only out for sale, been around the corner with everybody else. And she's a gold digger, she always trying to get you when you dial on your mail. On the prowl for the chips, attitude is a bitch and it ain't hard to tell. Manipulate your mind, every part of the lies get you locked up in jail.
And we are back. Well, we're just going around the track here, so I said we go a little drive-by. Get your guns.
Let's get them. Come on. Drive-by, motherfucker! Bitch! Yeah! Go back! Bitch, take this! Yeah, huh? Stop quiet, motherfucker! Get up! Bitch!
Lights off, tires rolling at a slow pace, creeping to the spot that you need to erase. Plain face under the ski mask, attention sets the streets dark like the devil cause it's filling the depth. Drive by under the moon, bloodsheds again, corrupted by the D, living life in sin. Eyes red cause I'm high, daily smoking we do. DB on the block, breaking all the rules. Undercover can't trace us, not too many face us. Motherfucker fact, if you attack you couldn't take us. Down to earth never, leaving your body wetter. Crazy with this killing that we do, we're getting better. Most people can't stand the dirt we do. Just because it works for us don't mean it's clean for you. My choice, my ways, is the life I choose. So don't knock me or the way me and Blaze get loose.
Get your man, I'ma get my gun.
Get your gun.
Get my gun.
Just for fun.
Have you done? We like to drive by. We like to smoke weed. We do this every
and the foot on the gas. Lights out in the van as you roll fast. Set the plan to move fast. Can't draw too much attention. The target might get spooked, bugged out, and you miss them. You're on the mission of attrition, not submission. Lose today, you may be the one they call the victim. Stick before you stuck it early and never bluff. Talking ain't really tough, and sometimes walking ain't enough. You gotta bust a couple shell breath smells of gunpowder, leaving holes everywhere like a media shower. Not a media tower, politicians abuse the power, and all this within an hour. Fuck it, it's a drive-by. Get up, man, I'ma get my gun.
Get your gun. From the storm we bring, let the bass in your chest show you why we're kings. Loyal to the underground and we're here to stay. So put your guns in the air, let us hear them spray. Drive-by paints the picture using colors of death. So watch your back and your front cause there ain't much time left. Understand who you're dealing with right from the start. Because with us you better trust, we gon' take it too far.
Bow down to the one toe, all about survival. We the main acting, this is sideshow. You never ride though, put that on the speed. Am I greedy cause I hoard all my weed and feel the need to try every type flavor in the cause to see my hybrid. And that's what I smoke, fucking with my head. Putting you to bed, dirt nap, this is the end. The drive-by boys do it again, you can't win.
Get up, man, I'ma get my gun.
Bring it down. out of my mind and my body, man. I'm a fiery, a hottie up in the club and the party. I'm off this Landy and Broccoli, she off that rum and Bacardi. Lil' mommy freaky and naughty, body like Wealthy the body. Say, girl, my money ain't tripping, baby, but I don't be tripping. In the bay where I stay, we be all off into that pimping. She want me to wipe her, but I don't love her, I like her. And not only that, but I got two just like her. I'm a baller, a grinder, a whale, a top hat, a timer, for real. Clouting big clientele, you can tell that I'm about my meal. Wiping the sweat off my face with a bill, fixed her up out of belay. On a major scale, getting good and having scream.
I'm so high, so high, think I can fly. Touch the sky, out my brain, so damn thorough, touched in the head.
Fixing to get treats on this beat. Watch Tech, he's a hot mess. Popping pilly, say something silly like what's next. When you cried, it sounds weird, man. We're sane, but yeah, we're insane. But packing pure game. The tears came, the substance that hears fame. You're strange, get lyric planes, dance, don't fear brain. Foley water, they can't touch us like a vapid holy water. I know he caught a show, but he don't know the flow, he oughta. Some know he hotter than a club from Stormy Prada. Looks, he got a token without us like Pac Minoki Dot.
I'm
And we are back. What's going on, Ghetto?
Well, gee, then that guy put a lot of time into his lyrics.
Property 6. So, shockingly enough, amazingly enough, Mark Henry was on Raw and not in a fucking Battle Royal.
Yeah, I thought good old JR was going to come out tonight.
Man, I think they all did, even King and JBL.
But then it was just Damian Sandow.
Yeah, fucking bitch.
But did Heath Slater just win?
Yes, he won and he beat Seth Rollins.
Did he really just win in the main event of Raw?
Yes.
Now tell me how that was best for business.
I don't know. I mean, for fuck's sake. I mean, yes, it was funny to see fucking Ambrose rip up that contract. And then, you know, let's see, soda, popcorn, and then JBL's hat back into the fucking briefcase.
Yeah, I don't say soda.
But
there's soda everywhere. There's pop everywhere.
But I think a better match would have been RVD versus Ambrose.
Well, yeah, you ain't seen that yet.
Exactly. Well, technically you have.
Not really.
But, Heath Slater?
But a 15-minute match with Del Rio? The fuck?
Yeah.
That match took forever, man. It took at least 3 commercial breaks during that fucking match.
This is true.
Oh, and I really enjoyed the Rusev versus Sin Cara match that we didn't get to see. fuck you WWE app. Okay, you go to hell with your 2-second matches that you can only see on there. Why did you go to a commercial break? Why did you just give us that second match?
I don't know. Why didn't they keep it fucking RVD versus Seth Rollins? That would have been a good match. Well,
we've seen that like 3 fucking times.
Yeah. I would rather see that than Heath Slater win a fucking match.
3MB breaks up and he got this giant win. What the fuck?
Hey, what are you talking about, man? 3MB still together. I mean, come on. Do you not hear his theme? We're a 3-man band! Still, it's just him.
What is the point? What is the point you're trying to make here?
What I'm trying to make is the other two got fired, but yet Heath Slater comes out to 3-man band.
It's because he doesn't have a new theme yet. Goddamn.
He can just go for it with his old fucking theme.
Like anybody remembers that? I sure as hell don't.
And it was the same thing. It was the same fucking theme he's got now, except it wasn't 3-man band. It was 1-man band. Or go with the fucking Union Jacks.
Yeah, don't do that.
Or if he really wants to, I don't know, come out fucking 12-stone and use the old Nexus theme.
But over there on Twitter, man, the the Bray Wyatt lookalike in the front row right there was getting a lot of attention. Because the dude really did look like fucking Bray Wyatt, though.
I figured a Bray Wyatt. What the hell was he thinking? I mean,
he wasn't.
Oh, that's an obvious one. Considering the fact, he got fucking Luke Harper disqualified.
He wants to show everybody he can do it by himself.
Apparently.
I mean, it's only Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah. How about the fact that I found this random fucking thing on Google?
Yes, random things on Google. Who the fuck would
it's,
I
like? It's called Divas of Doom are Doomed. And someone got really bored and decided to turn fucking Natalia, Beth Phoenix, and Eve into She-Male.
Isn't that already done? Ain't that a reality?
And I gotta send you a link.
They are rather manly.
Oh yeah, but the fact that, you know, you gave fucking E a fucking 12-inch cock. And fucking Natalia 7-inch and Beth Phoenix 9-inch.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I got bored because of the fact, you know, I guess Nikki Bella
was
up on
her. So you look up
No, man, because of the fact I got bored because I guess Nikki Bella was on some fucking radio show thingamajigger. She was on the Kid Chris show.
Okay, then.
And ended up asking her about fucking Beth Phoenix pussy.
About her pussy?
Yeah.
Why the hell would they ask her that?
I don't know. Said right here, but Nikki Bella appeared on the Kid Chris show today and handled some wild questions from the Shock Jock crew. She was asked about Beth Phoenix genitalia, John Cena's ex-wife, his jorts, and how far she would be willing to go with a homeless woman to end world hunger.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's this. Yeah. Apparently, there's like a 2-minute fucking thing.
Hey, look, real quick, I got a nice treat for you. WWE Diva on the phone.
Hello.
Is this Nikki Bella, one of the Bella twins?
This is her.
Are you dating John Cena?
Well, rumor has it I am, so, yeah.
Wow. He's a climb on that. That is awesome. Dude, he is a lucky dude.
Lucky him, right?
Yeah. Did you ever wrestle with Beth Phoenix?
I have. She's actually one of my favorites to work in the ring.
Did you ever see her penis?
No, knock it off. See,
no, now just she can beat you up doesn't mean she's family. But, Beth Phoenix is kind of like Pamela Anderson with muscles. Like, she's a really beautiful girl, but...
You mean like Paul Anderson?
That's no. Like a typical woman, let me tell you. And the boys in the back, they loved her. So.
Yeah, I'd love to, yeah.
Okay, if you had your choice, Chris, who would you rather lay down with? Nikki Bella or Beth Phoenix?
I have a huge thing for Beth Phoenix. Not to put you down, I mean, you're with John Cena, so I'm not going to be able to match up to that, like his money and stuff. Over here, Zimmerman from the Wolfpack got a question for Nikki Bella.
Hi, would you scissor with a homeless person to help the economy?
Oh, Oh, yeah. Would you scissor with a homeless person to help the economy? Nikki Bella, go ahead.
I might dress a homeless girl for charity or her, but I...
You never scissor with one to raise money for somebody?
Like to end world hunger.
Right.
Right. You know, it's just there's these morals inside of me that just, it would...
Oh, right. So you're against feeding the hungry. I understand.
I mean, if it's a world hunger, you know, that might be a different story.
Oh, okay.
You know, when it comes down.
It's on a global scale.
Yeah, yeah. Global scale, scissoring. And what's awesome, too, that you even needed to have to ask what scissoring was.
Yeah, she knows. It's a move.
I'm an educated woman. I'm 60 years old.
Hey, do you ever call John Cena's ex-wife or just call her a bitch and hang up on her?
I'm a classy woman. I respect that.
She probably deserves it, though.
Right. Does he bitch about her?
I don't know. They have a great relationship, and I'm not real happy about it.
That's not the answer I want. Now, a guy like John Cena, I mean, the guy's very built, and it's very natural. Does he do well for himself in those jorts?
Hey, I think those shorts are cute. When I see him in the ring, when he takes his shirt off and he's in his so-called jorts, if you want to call it,
yeah.
I'm like, damn, that's my man.
See, it's funny when a guy like John Cena wears jorts.
It's cool.
It's cool, but if I wore jorts, people would go, you're a loser.
Yeah, only the great can wear.
I guess so. If he highlighted his hair, you would still think he's cool, right?
Well, you know, that might be pushing.
Damn it. All right, well, listen, Nikki, you're cool, and I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, guys. You were fun. You enjoy your morning.
Yeah. Now, these are guys, you know, we should probably hook up with. Maybe it'll bring more listeners in.
Man, they're trying to get their own listeners, whoever they may be.
Well, fine. Then we'll just have to find some way and get Nikki Bell up on here ourselves.
What, you can't find the number to WWE?
You know how many times I've called them to try to have interviews and no one's ever responded? So it's like...
Well, how do you get all these other people to answer you?
I don't know. As far as sub noise, James that I talk to. But now, it seems like every single time I try to hit up the dude that, you know, does publicity and shit like that for the WWE to set interviews, either A, he's never there, or B, he never returns your calls. WWE, that's not best for business. Angel, wake the fuck up and stop being dead.
What?
I said Angel, stop being dead.
Then why is he dead?
I don't know, he's up in the room with a fucking... like a sleepy type icon near his face. I mean, Paradia, that's understandable because, you know, she decided to tune in and go to bed while she tuned in.
Went to bed.
Well, let's see. She goes, now that I'm here, I'm going to bed because if I don't, I'm going to go insane. But you see that, man? That's dedication right there. You know, she's listening to us while she sleeps.
Wakey, wakey.
Probably having a couple wet dreams about us.
And she does that when she's awake, too.
Man,
she is one of those people that carry around an extra pair of underwear.
She just might. But yeah, man, like you were saying, man, very easy to tell the difference between both fellas now.
Yeah, they walked out like, yeah, How the fuck do you confuse them now?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, you know, that, you know, that'd be like fucking sticking Angel in Puerto Rico amongst like a bunch, like a shitload of Puerto Ricans, and trying to, you know, trying to pick him out of them all.
I'm really not quite sure what that means. Are you saying Angel looks like every Puerto Rican? Because I don't think that's true.
Man, Angel would be the Puerto Rican version of Where's Waldo?
Although it was rather funny, Triple H holding Brie Bella back, though.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, wait, wait, Ghetto. How much is it for to watch SummerSlam on the WWE now again?
I have no idea. Man, it started off on Raw, very beginning, man. He started doing that, and then he kept saying it and saying it. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Triple H?
Yeah, and then fucking the King said it more than once.
He even had it on. He even had the fucking crowd chanting it with him.
Yeah, but and what's even funny is the fact that Triple H sent fucking the King a note that said $9.99.
Yeah, but it was funny as hell because they were talking about that, and JBL was like, it should be trending on Twitter, $9.99. He's like, if that happens, man, I had it. I'm done with it. Notice how it didn't trend.
Yeah, like, damn it, Triple H. I think by now we know how much it is.
Even though it's not $9.99, it's with tax on that, too.
Yeah, with tax, it's $10.09.
So it's not $9.99, Triple H.
Yeah, Triple H, quit lying to the people. That's not best for business. What's even funny is the fact that fucking Brie Bella fucking slapped the shit out of Triple H. That was fucking awesome. And then, of course, the mission does the super thing in it and get up onto the fucking desk. She gets her head knocked in by Stephanie. You know, I'm getting tired of seeing Bo Dallas versus R-Truth.
Yeah.
Oh, last Monday, he got beat. Well, R-Truth beat him.
Didn't he beat him twice last week?
No.
Didn't he? Then he went by, like, DQ on Friday or some shit.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, he won by DQ, but then, you know, Bo Dallas.
I'm saying R-Truth beat him twice.
And that kid decided to have a fucking fit. He's going
to
beat the shit out of him.
Fucking see it again.
Yeah, seriously. Give him a new opponent, to have that next opponent beat him as well.
So when the hell is the Black... When are the Black people going to come down again and save R-Truth?
Yeah, seriously. you know what would be best? It would be really best for business if they had Paige beat Bo Dallas.
That'd be pretty funny. She's too busy being crazy right now.
Yeah, man, what the fuck is that? Fucking first... AJ Lee was crazy, and then, you know, they brought in Paige, and then they bring AJ back, who's completely sane, and they make Paige crazy.
Yeah. But see, it's funny, though.
Yeah, this is true.
my best friend. get better soon.
yeah, get better soon. We'll see you on
off of your little step off of the ramp.
Yeah, she's probably not really injured.
Well, we'll see how she comes out tomorrow night.
Yeah, with a neck brace from Whiplash.
I'm injured, but I'll be all right by the pay-per-view.
Oh, bud. What do you think we go on a track here? I'm actually looking at a good track to play right now. It's off of Ringmaster. Here we go with My Funhouse.
We found his car abandoned in front of a strange-looking house on Detroit Southwest Side, miss.
Oh, I saw him. Now we should go, man.
Hey, Bubson, come over here for a minute.
Yeah, she's pretty hysterical right now.
Well, have you tried fondling her breath?
Well, no. No, I haven't. Well, give it a try. There, miss. Does this make you feel any better?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Boys in trouble. Cars broke down on a drive through the ghetto. All the weird people, they gotta get the fuck up. Need to use the phone? Step into my fun house. Hey, yo, don't look like we got another. We like to go for a ride on the net cutter. Straight to the curb for the death spectacular. Just ignore the dead body sitting next to ya. Get ready for the carnival thrill. Should've kept your little faggot ass in the hills. Boom, through the door into the room, you gotta check it out. It's where we cut your fingers off and stick them in your mouth. Back to tell you that you're greedy little rich fuck. If you're fucking with the chuckle, you're a dead duck. 8 fingers in your mouth and 2 sticking out your nose. Further down the hall, the room with your carol. It's where you get fucked by 17 wicked clowns. For the 17 dead bodies never found. And they jump on your back till your wrist crack. Toss you in the curb and push you down the deadly track. Spinning and twisting, rolling and bumping. The dead fuck next to you's trying to tell you something. Listen close.
Yeah.
you are. I mean, no fun.
And we're back. Now, what the fuck was that stupid bullshit of a fucking stag going on? Where Adam Rose in the Oculus mirror.
I thought that was rather stupid.
I did too.
See, I thought he was going to look in the mirror and see like Hornswoggle or something.
For a minute there, I thought he was going to look in the mirror and he's going to see fucking Boogeyman.
That would have been funny too.
But no, we just got him in a fucking suit.
Yeah, that was so fucking stupid.
Or, like, the fuck was that? That was so fucking retarded.
I have no idea.
And then fucking JBL saying, God bless Texas. God closed Oklahoma.
Okay.
JBL, you're a fucking retard. Just like Damian Sandow. And then, of course, we had a rematch again tonight.
There's a bunch of rematches.
Yeah, but I'm talking about fucking Goldust and Stardust versus Ryback.
Now, as a rematch, Bo Dallas versus R-Truth, Fandango versus Diego, Kane versus Roman Reigns,
Dean Ambrose versus fucking Alberto W.O.
Yeah, that shit too.
So the only new match we had tonight was Heath Slater versus Seth Rollins.
Yeah. As sad as that is.
And Heath Slater beating Seth Rollins. Batter.
Man, I sure hope whenever they announced the stipulation that a match, it's something good. Because I swear if it's just a DQ match, it's going to be ridiculous.
Oh, man. Well, I'd say fucking Ambrose to do it to where if he wins, he gets the Money in the Bank contract. But there's no more contract.
Have one of those matches where was it? In like TNA or some shit where they fought in the parking lot with cars all around them.
No. A match that they should do, even when they probably won't do it. A Taipei death match.
Whatever the fuck that is.
Taipei death match. It was. And they only did this once in ECW. Once. But it's where the competitor's hands are taped. And on the knuckles, like on your fist and on the knuckles, is glass. And you're pretty much beating the shit out of fucking each other. Where, you know, you can use weapons, you can use whatever the fuck you want. But the main weapon and the main goal, you know, like your main goal for that is, you know, to knock out your opponent and make him bleed.
Well, that seems very easy since you got glass on your hands.
Well, I guess in a way, yeah.
And on top of that, that'd be bad for yourself.
Turn your stain off.
You fucking punch something or you miss them and shit, man. Your hands fucking bleeding already, man, because you get. Glass doesn't just cut one person.
Oh, yeah. Or do like a fucking barbed wire match.
Yeah, that's out of the question.
But, you know, but do like how ECW did it, where, you know, they removed the ring ropes and replaced them with barbed wire.
Yes, Terry Funk, we know.
Bang, bang.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Did he
nah,
just bang, bang? Did you just bang, bang for Terry Funk?
Not much. I just went to the movies today.
Oh, yeah? Did you see anything good?
It's the shit. It's worth to see it. It's worth seeing the movie. It's worth it.
Come on, Havoc. You know what he went to see already.
Wait. It's worth seeing? Worth? The fuck is worth?
Worth.
Woof.
Meow.
The fuck?
Oh, man, I swear, like, the way you're trying to say it, like, it sounds like you're fucking barking or something like that over there.
What the fuck? No, I said, it's worth seeing, worth. Trust me, you the ending is crazy. You even got a fucking duck at the end.
You a duck at the end?
Yeah, why is there a duck at the end?
Yeah, seriously.
Don't ask.
But that is what he said. That is what he said, though.
Yeah, he said a duck.
Is it the Aflac duck?
No. They made a movie of him before, and it says with an H.
Aflac.
Howard.
Yes.
Why the fuck is Howard the Duck in there for?
Yeah, I know,
it's
right?
At the end, though.
What is he going to do with, ain't that a Marvel movie?
Yeah, seriously.
And he is Marvel.
He's a Marvel character?
Apparently he is.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, they talked about him in fucking Phineas the Ferrum with the motherfucking Marvel characters.
What about Phineas
and Ferb?
Why
not fucking... Yeah.
Fuck you and Phineas and Ferb.
Is that what he said too? Am I hearing him right?
You hear him right. He said Ferb.
What the hell? Ain't that Disney?
I don't know why he said Phineas and Ferb for. Or what the fuck they have to do with the movie?
No, that's something else. They had a crossover.
They had Phineas and Ferb in the movie?
No, cartoon movie. Marvel crossover with Phineas and Ferb, like they did with fucking Star Wars. So I'm fucking asking about that.
The fuck?
Don't ask.
So Marvel crossover into Disney Channel into Star Wars.
Marvel.
What is, wonderful. I have no idea.
Why they decided to do it, nobody has an idea either. Like them doing a crossover between them and fucking the Star Wars. Absolutely horrible idea.
Hey, I invented this shit. I did not. I blame Stan Lee.
I blame you.
Go fuck yourself. Let's play Yoga Girl.
Yoga Girl's not even here, so you can't blame her.
I'm not, but she's listening, though.
I doubt it.
Oh. Yeah, I doubt it, too.
Yeah, she's with her husband.
Her husband? They've been dating for, what, a week? Oh yeah, is she already posting that's her bae.
Yeah, her next thing she'll be calling her husband or a fucking hubby. That's how it usually goes.
Man, bitches are fucking nuts.
They really are.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't help the fucking crazy chicks. Depends. Sometimes you can't, sometimes sometimes.
Did you say you can't help? Yeah, because they're all fucking crazy.
Yeah, seriously.
If they're not crazy at the beginning, they will definitely turn crazy.
Yeah, that's how it usually ends. Look at me, I'm talking to this left from where I'm at. What, I'm only like 2 hours away from her.
Did you say you were talking to a worm?
A let.
No, you said a worm.
No, I don't know what the hell you said. I'm just making shit up.
But I gotta say, yo, those fucking Oreos are bomb. The fucking the root beer one? Hell yeah.
Man, you can give Havoc a trough full of bullshit and he'd eat all of it.
Yeah, no.
He don't give a fuck what's in it.
Well, look what I have today.
No, I don't care what you have today. This motherfucker takes all these different flavors and makes them all together and just decides that it's good.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, the wasabi ginger one's definitely good, though. For the chips along with the cappuccino. Now all I need to try is the bacon mac and cheese and the mango salsa.
But anyway, Angel, what did you have to eat today? I know you're dying to tell
white us. White rice and pollo y sal.
White rice and something.
Chicken, but beef stew.
Boy, yeah, we have no idea what that is.
No, it's like chicken, but it's like beef stew.
Wait. You say it's like chicken, but
you cook
but
it like
beef.
A beef stew, though. You cook it like a beef stew. But
so,
if you put chicken in it.
So it can't be beef, though, if it's chicken.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, it's a chicken stew.
Yeah.
Yeah, next time just say that, Terry. Say it's chicken, but it's like beef stew.
I can't help it. I might be Ricky, but I love my deer meat.
You might be what, but you like your deer meat?
I might be Ricky, but I love my deer meat.
Shit, man. For a minute there, I cursed when he said he liked his dick meat.
Don't fuck yourself, you motherfucker. I swear, did I get a snorker?
Wait, what about you being a worker?
What the fuck? Stop putting one of my phones. Motherfuckers.
Okay.
I
need
somebody snorking.
Wait, did you see you had snow? Did you see you had snow again? Oh, fuck, we're in summer.
No.
Oh.
No, you must. Sound like someone snorting.
Are you talking about cocaine?
No, I'll be oinky. I'm
oinky. What about an oinky?
What? Are
you wrestling the pigs again?
No, I ain't wrestling no fucking 5-0. What the fuck are you talking about, Willis?
Is Porky the Pig making you his bitch again?
No. What the fuck?
We both know it sure ain't going to be Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy?
Well, yeah. Machete versus Jason, that definitely would be a good fight.
What did he just say?
Machete versus Jason.
Machete versus Michael Jackson.
Jason for fucking Voorhees.
Wait, so you want Danny Gervais versus Jason Voorhees? That'd be terrible.
Yeah, because Machete dies. Jason doesn't.
Yeah, there's.
And everybody all that's been talking about fucking joking, that shit's gonna annoy some motherfucker.
So what's gonna happen if Machete comes after Jason with that weed whacker?
That's Thursday.
He's going to smack him. It's going to stop working.
Like, that would be stupid.
Or Jason versus Jason X, but so that'd be a weird multiverse.
I think Jason versus Jason X.
Yeah.
The fuck
Jason,
are you thinking?
Jason X is just terrible.
Yeah. And why
okay,
the fuck would it
just wanted his machete back?
And why the fuck would it do Jason versus Jason? That would be so stupid.
Who the hell would be the other Jason?
Yeah, seriously. Stop scrolling, Angel. What answer us?
Huh? Is that loud, our series?
What we said is, what Ghetto asked is, who would play the other Jason?
The other stuntman. But they switched it up. They went for the other Jasons.
You realize Kane Hodder did all of his own stunts, right?
I know that. I'm talking about for the other Jason Voorhees. I thought they switched them up. I know he wasn't in all the Jasons.
Actually, he was.
Even the latest one?
That one don't count because that one was a piece of shit. But what I'm saying is, from the first all the way to Jason X, it was all Kane Hodder because Kane Hodder started off as a stuntman for the first six original Friday the 13th, and then became the main person behind Jason Voorhees for 7, the Jason X, and did all his own stunts.
I hear you.
Now the only two Jasons that he never played would be Freddy vs. Jason and the newest bullshit that they put out.
Gotcha. So you play then Go to Hell. Okay, gotcha.
Exactly.
Okay, now I gotcha. That's what I said, play that stuff, man. That's the other Jason.
No. Because the motherfucker that they had play as Jason in the new shit should go kill himself because he did an absolutely horrible job portraying Jason.
That's what I said. Make him play as fucking old school Jason, and Jane Cooper plays Jason X.
But still, there would be no point in that fucking movie having Jason versus Jason. No point at all. Because, you know, it would get very boring because you're like, neither of the motherfuckers die.
And let's put Ash in the mix.
You said put Ash in the mix? Motherfucker. Ash would be dead in a heartbeat. Or making some stupid fucking jokes.
Always smart at Ash Smart. If I said it right. If not, kill me.
Alright, Ghetto G, kill him.
Fatality.
Ghetto wins.
Flawless victory.
No.
That was some terrible dying sound effects.
I mean, honestly, it sounded more like you were getting raped than dying.
Fuck.
Sounds like a motorcycle, actually. I don't know what the hell that was. It's a good thing we don't ask you to make dying sound effects for things.
Yeah, we'd be screwed.
No, but guess what they're supposed to be making on that number two? Thank God they ain't that stupid.
Yeah, we already know this, but there's really no need to make another one.
There certainly.
They are making a fucking another one.
We've known this for many years now.
Yeah. Like there's no need for another fucking hot tub time machine.
Then we got another one of those.
I didn't even see the first one. I saw, like, some of it.
Just like there's no need for a fucking third night at the museum.
Wasn't there already
that one? I actually want to go see.
Oh, there was a second one.
Oh. I didn't watch either of them.
I'm a big fan of the series.
Yeah, it's coming out this year. It's Knight's Museum, Secret of the Tomb.
Supposedly, the freaking thing is dying out, supposedly, in the movie.
The what?
The fucking tablet.
Tablet?
The tablet of Amun Ra.
Oh, fucking put it on the charger.
Yeah, seriously.
There you go, Captain Obvious.
Like, what the fuck?
I don't like how fucking Angel said that he likes the track by the Joker.
No, only like one track. That's fucking Dead Horse.
I just said that. You. Wow. Really? The fact that I just said. And the fact that Angel likes a track by the Joker.
Oh. Bum, 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 bum. Damn. I'm just going to shut up.
Man, I don't even know, man. Don't even try that humming game again.
Yeah, stop that. You're not getting any requests. You know, from here on out, anytime you hum a track, you don't get to listen to a track.
No. Every time you hum a track and it's not even sounding like what it's supposed to be, then you can't request anything.
Exactly.
Seriously, fucking Howard the Duck was in that one looking like, are you fucking serious? What the
are
fuck
you
Howard
fucking
the Duck?
Serious?
Are you fucking serious?
Man, he fucking said that like he was the blog talk bitch.
Right now, wow.
In the hell.
But that's what fucking happened. Howard the fucking Duck is in that fucking movie. I'm looking at it, it's like, wow. I was shot
are
like a motherfucker.
Serious?
Yes, I'm fucking serious.
I think I got to track up on the soundboard.
Howard the Duck, yeah.
Is that really the song?
I hope not.
Yeah, really the fucking song for the original movie.
There we go.
Yeah.
I have a track just for Angel. Why so...
Oh, wait, the shut-up song.
Why so serious?
Fans take a picture of me grinning. When I'm around women, it's like that. Picture me, I think I'm winning. When I'm alone, see us right back. I'm seemingly rich, seem to be a glitch in my plans. I'm holding the whole world as this stands. I'm holding the folk foe in my hands. Now time out, I need me a bitch to hold a motor off in their cans. And if I had to tell her off, then she'll stand. She knows she really better off with her man. When the smoke clears, I'm spinning ties, ain't switching no gears. Put a lot of time in, but feel like ain't been no years. So what am I crying about? Took the title in a rhyme bout. When I come out, I whip niggas' fangs out. You don't know, you're about to find out. Flip in the industry and turn the lights out. Then I climb out. So, why?
Why so serious? I'm so serious. Why so serious?
I'm so serious.
I'm so serious.
Why so serious?
Why? I'm getting closer to my last days, cash in the caches, we're saving for rainy days. And if we're living in the last days, need to be living it up without living the fast way. The older I get, the colder I spit, I'm the boaster and owner of it. Heat, seek cheese, leave the odor of it, speak deep freeze, to conform to get. We one hit away, huh? Paper play, that's the only way to make it if you ain't hot. See me, I get mad at the chatter, splattered on the baddest rapper that never mattered. It's like it never happened. So worldwide, buy my last album or just forget it. It was a man, guess I'm cool with it. Why so serious?
Why so serious? I'm so serious.
Why so serious?
How do you see me? Maybe I am so bad.
Maybe
it's just me. Why do I get so mad and I can't tell? Oh, I can't count, no.
You started to tell me in a message that you were back.
I thought this track was way longer.
Also, I don't know what the hell half your fucking message said.
I said I'd be right back. I gotta put something up.
That all it said is BRB. I got TP. Use some.
Seriously, really?
Yes, you said that. Man,
I know that.
No, fuck that doesn't mean.
Be right back, I'll put something in. That's what I meant to say. I was on a rush.
Yeah, he's back with a fucking, with his phone all fucked up again.
Yeah, get your shit fixed, man. You live in Ohio.
Yeah, not Puerto Rico.
Get your shit under control.
You know, I think it's funny how fucking Triple H refer to Stephanie McMahon as a legend coming out of retirement.
Legend what? Even John Cena already tapped at that ass.
Legend in her own mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Cena already tapped at that ass. So, yeah.
I think John Cena already tapped that ass.
Yeah.
He fucked Stephanie McMahon?
When the fuck was this?
2001? I mean, not 2001.
But hey, fucker, man, he just smacked their ass.
Like, that does not count as being fucked.
That doesn't count as tapping her ass either.
Great, so now fucking Liz Cass made a video about her shaving her legs and pussy, apparently, probably.
I thought that video was supposed to be about them women wanting men to shave or some shit. I didn't watch it, though.
I don't know. I mean, she's holding a razor. She's wet. And the fucking caption says, "So smooth, people want to touch you." And the best thing is, you know, the video starts off with her sitting in the shower in a fucking robe.
Liz Katz, you need to find your way to the fucking post office, man.
Is that ever going to happen?
Better happen. I will find you, Liz Katz.
The Wizard of Dillery. Wow. That's not kicking it old school.
What?
The track Wizard of Dillery.
Listen here, Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot. No.
Your phone sucks ass.
I think it's time for an upgrade.
Yeah. From Magic Jack to Vonage.
Check inbox.
No, do not send me anything, motherfucker. I will slap you.
I didn't send you nothing. I'll tell you what I'm trying to... I'm trying to say.
The Wizard of Del Rey. What about the Wizard of Del Rey?
Can you play?
I don't think there's a fucking... They've been a track.
It should be an ICB track.
I think that might be the Wizard of the Hood song.
That would be Von J, wouldn't it?
No, I mean, like, the original, the Wizard of the Hood song.
We have it. Final track of the night. Yeah, there we go, Wizard of the Hood. Not Wizard of Del Rey.
Watch the motherfuckers all the way to Del Rey. The ICP with this shit for you and your boys and say fuck it.
Drop the motherfuckers all the way to Del Rey.
Yo, James, keep some of that shit about the wizard and all that.
Drop the motherfuckers all the way to Del Rey.
And go on rap, bullhead as fuck.
Shit, homeboy, you should've seen me. I was flipped at the party, drinking fifth of MD. Straight passed out on his mother's bed. 7 cans of brew going through my head. Dreaming, I was sipping on Faygo. In my dope house and here comes a tornado. I can't run nowhere, cause the whole damn house was spinning through the air. And don't laugh just yet.
Yeah, slatter they motherfucking eyes.
Bang, and here comes a 3.5 foot pimp with a blue zoot suit and a Mac Daddy limp. Yo, I got a grip on my weapon, cause this midget motherfucker and his boys are stepping.
Oh my, look at the witch. You crushed and killed that wicked old bitch.
And they saying that I'm doomed, cause I killed some hoe that rides on a broom. Fuck this, I'm going back to where I stay, and I'm walking down the yellow brick alleyway. Just like a bass said, everybody knows just where the alley led. And don't say you don't know which way to go. Yo, they got a scarecrow. I ain't playing this bullshit no more. So I whip out the nickel plated double foe. Best tell my ass how to get back or I'm blowing a star at your fucking head.
You wanna see the wizard?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Give me up this pole and I'll come with you.
You know the wizard?
Yeah, it's a rope for him. Then he gave me out a G, now I got a bullet for him.
Now me and the crow was walking on bricks, spitting and cussing and holding our dicks.
thinking damn, this ain't how the movie go. I ain't seen one motherfucking rainbow. Ain't a fresh pair of kicks in the land, just what you thought.
They go to Ken, man.
How to get to the wizard?
What the fuck? I ain't saying shit till you oil me up.
I don't see any motherfucking oil, bro.
Oil me up with a 40 of Red Bull.
Just like the book said, Tin Man was stumbling like a crackhead. Old ass rusted our metal, but we was on our way to see the Wizard of the Ghetto.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck up, bitch. Damn, this ain't Kansas, ho. This
the
is
the
Southwest motherfucking ghetto zone, bitch. So
drop
shut your skank ass up, and you and Tuttle get the fuck on.
Yeah, we've come a long way. Drop the motherfuckers all the way to Delaware. And I'm a Wonderland storybook tourist. Gripping that 44, we coming up to the forest. Anything could be out there. Lions, tigers, and maybe a bear.
Hoods and hoodlums and thieves, oh my. Hoods and hoodlums and thieves, oh my. Hoods and hoodlums and thieves, oh my.
I'ma kick somebody in a fucking eye. Don't fuck with me at a time like this. I'll send out a bullet, guarantee won't miss. So much as moving, the hooks are flying.
They come and buck with the fucking line. I want rings, chains, any kind of gold.
Or what?
Or I'ma let this nine unfold.
Man, fuck this, come back to Del Rey. There you can rob motherfuckers every day. Crackheads, hoes, whatever you can name. Catch all the rich ones coming out the ball game. So finally we was at the castle, and with them guards, we got no hassle. They all just got the fuck out our way. I guess even in Oz they know a violent J.
You're up to see the wizard.
Motherfucking wizard say,
who wants the name?
Found a psychopath Jay. I want a word with him at gunpoint, cause there's no place like Detroit.
Welcome to the wizard's kingdom, the wizard of the ghetto, as you say. Welcome to the wizard's kingdom. Sorry motherfucker, this is where you'll stay. Scarecrow, you ain't shit to me. And the lion ain't shit but a sack for three. Tin Man, don't take me for a sucker. I chew your ass up and spit bullets out, motherfucker.
We let it rain, serving that slug to his motherfucking brain. Then I stepped back cool and calm, because the Tin Man was dropping cluster bombs. Everybody know about carjacking, so me and the fellas went home mackin'. Jumped in a smooth ass ride, dropped top Geo says Wiz on the side. Drifted back to the hood where we came from, and that shit was fun. Next thing I knew, I was back at the party. Got up and was finna tell everybody, but then I just let it pass, cause I know they'll laugh at my drunk ass.
We dropped the motherfuckers all the way to Delray.
Louder, louder, and louder. Thank you. Thank you very much. My next poem is a very short one. Dismay, dismay. Oh, how there's dismay in May. Thank you. Thank you.
And now poetry from our friend, Too Dope.
Oh, God, here, man. A beautiful butterfly came floating by and landed on my cheek, just a smidget from my eye. I said to my little friend,
"Get the fuck out of me, bug!"
Thank you.
And now, we'll be back tomorrow night. I go back to Vogel.
Peace.